courtroom. The supreme personality of Godhead declares that one who does not accept the proper treatment to detach the mind from material engagement can hardly achieve success in self-realization. Try to practice yoga while engaging the mind in material enjoyment. It's like trying to ignite a fire while pouring water on it. Similarly, yoga practice without mental control is a waste of time.
Because I sit down for meditation. Of course, if meditation is focusing the mind on Vishnu, that is very good. But there are so many yoga societies, they educate their students to concentrate their mind on something void, something color, not exactly to Vishnu form, you see. So that is very difficult task. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Kesa Udhikatara Stesham Abhakta Saktacetata. One who is trying to concentrate his mind on the impersonal, or voidness, it is very difficult and troublesome. At least, yes, in this temple, the students, they are trying to concentrate his mind on Krishna. But to concentrate one's mind in voice, that's very difficult. So naturally, my mind is flickering. Instead of finding out something void, my mind is engaged in something else. Because mind must be engaged in something. If it is not engaged in Krishna, then it must be engaged in mind. So, if you cannot do that, then this so-called meditation and sitting posture is simply useless waste of time.
Such a show of yoga practice may be materially lucrative, but useless as far as spiritual realization is concerned.
Yes, materially lucrative. Suppose if I open such yoga class and I charge $5 for sitting, money is not very rare in your country or income. Simply I give you some sitting posture or pressing nose and this and that. But if you cannot achieve the real result of yoga practice, then you have wasted your time and now money, and I have cheated. That is not possible. That is not possible. One has to concentrate his mind on Vishnu for steady, constant. That is called samadhi. So the same thing is being done in a different manner, suitable for this age. This is the samadhi. Yeah.
Therefore, the mind must be controlled by engaging it constantly in the transcendental level service of the Lord. Yes. Unless one is engaged in Krishna consciousness, he can't steadily control the mind. A Krishna conscious person easily achieves the result of yoga practice without separating them. But a yoga practitioner cannot achieve perfect success without becoming Krishna conscious.
Well, so far yoga practice is concerned, is expressed discussion between Krishna and Arjuna. Now, supposing that I practice yoga, real yoga, I mean to say, not the pseudo yoga, and if I cannot do it properly, I fail. Then, what is the reason? Suppose I give up my business, I give up my ordinary occupation, and I begin to practice yoga, but somehow or other it is not completed, it is Kaliyuga, then what is the result? And that is being questioned by Arjuna. That is the answer by Krishna. What is that? Arjuna said,
what is the destination of the battle of faith who does not persevere, who in the beginning takes in the process of self-realization, but who later desists due to worldly mindedness, and thus does not attain perfection in mysticism? Third one, the path of self-realization or mysticism is described in the Bhagavad Gita. The basic principle of self-realization is knowledge that the living entity is not this material body, but that he is different from it, and his happiness is in eternal life, living, and knowledge.
Now, what? Because coming to the point of self-realization, one must take it granted. That is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. That he is not this body. That the living entity is not this material body, but that he is different from it and his happiness is in eternal life. This life is not eternal. The perfection of yoga system means to get eternal life, blissful life, and full of knowledge. That is perfection. So we have to execute any yoga system with that aim. Not that I attend some yoga class to reduce fat or to keep my body very fit for sense gratification. This is not the end of yoga system. But people are taught like that, or if you practice this yoga system, that you can do if you undergo any exercise process, your body will be kept fit. There are so many systems of bodily exercise, the Sandho system, the weightlifting system, there are many sporting systems. They also keep body very fit. They can digest foodstuff very nicely, they reduce fat. For this purpose, there is no need of practicing yoga. The real purpose is, yes, that to realize that I am not this body. I want eternal happiness. I want complete knowledge. I want eternal life also. That is the ultimate end of yoga system.
These are transcendental, beyond both body and mind. Self-realization is sought by the path of knowledge, the practice of eightfold mysticism, or by bhakti yoga. In each of these processes, one has to realize the constitutional position of the living entity, his relationship with God, and the activities whereby we can reestablish the lost link and achieve the highest professional stage of Krishna consciousness. Following any of the above-mentioned three methods, one is sure to reach the supreme goal sooner or later. This was asserted by the Lord in the second chapter. Even a little endeavor on the transcendental path of bhakti yoga is especially suitable for this age because it is the most direct method of God realization. To be doubly assured, Arjuna is asking Lord Krishna to confirm his former statement. One may sincerely adopt the path of self-realization, but the process of cultivation of knowledge and the practice of eightfold yoga system are generally very difficult for this age. Therefore, in spite of one's earnest endeavor, one may fail for many reasons. The primary reason is one of not being sufficiently serious about following the process. To pursue the transcendental path is more or less to declare war on the illusory energy.
You may accept any self-realization process. It is practically declaring war against the illusory energy, Maya. So, when it is a question of Maya, a question of fight or war, there will be so many difficulties imposed by Maya. And there is that. Therefore, there is a chance of failure, but one has to become very steady.
Consequently, whenever a person tries to escape the clutches of the illusory energy, she tries to defeat the practitioner by various allurements. A conditioned soul is already allured by the source of material energy, and there is every chance of being allured again while performing such transcendental practice. This is called
Chalita Manas means diverting the mind from the practice of yoga. Yoga Chalita Manas. Yoga means from the practice of yoga. And Chalita means diversion. Manasa means mind. Yoga Chalita Manas. So there is every chance. Everyone has that experience. You are trying to read some book. Concentration, but the mind is not allowing. It's a discharge. So, it is very important factor to control the mind. That is the real practice. Go on.
Of one receiver of the transcendental path, Arjuna is equipped to know the result of deviation from the path of self-realization.
Yes, this is very important question that one may begin practicing any sort of yoga, either the Eightfold Yoga System or the Jnana Yoga System, means speculating philosophically, and the Bhakti Yoga System, devotional practice. But if one fails to complete the yoga system, what is the result? That is a very important question. And it is put by Arjuna, and Krishna will answer it.
By virtue of the divine consciousness of his previous life, he automatically becomes attached to the yogic principles, even without speaking it. Such an inquisitive transcendentalist, striving for yoga, stands always above the ritualistic principles of the scriptures.
Yes.
But what
is yogi? No, let me explain. By virtue of divine consciousness, we are preparing this consciousness, Krishna consciousness, divine consciousness. And the consciousness will go just like the flavor, the aroma of a rose flower is carried by the air. And if the air passes through us, we also experience the rose flavor. Similarly, when we die, this material body is finished. Dust thou art, dust thou beest. This is made of five elements, earth, water, air, fire, ether. So, so far earthly materials are concerned, there is mixed up. Somebody burns this body, somebody buries, or somebody throws it for being eaten by the animals. The three systems in human society, just like in India, Hindus, they burn the body. So the body comes transformed into ashes. means earth. Earth means earth. Those who are bearing the bodies of their forefathers, the body turns into dust. As the Christian Bible says, dust thou art dust. This body is dust and again turned into dust. And those who are throwing for being eaten by the animals and birds, vultures. Just like in India, we have got the community, Parsi community. They do not burn, neither they bury. They throw, and the vultures immediately come and eat. Then the body turns into stool. So either it is turned into ashes, or into dust, or into stool. This beautiful body, which are soaking so nicely, it will turn into three stages, stool, ashes, or dust. So, the finer elements, means mind, intelligence, and ego, that is, altogether is called consciousness. That will carry the spirit soul, a small particle of spirit, that will be carried by these three finer elements, mind, intelligence and ego. And according to the, just like the flavor, if it is rose flavor, aroma, you enjoy, oh, it is very nice. But it is filthy flavor passing through stool or any other filthy place, oh, you say, oh, it's very bad smell. So this consciousness will carry you either in a stool smell or rose flavor according to your work, according as you make your consciousness. So if you make your consciousness, train your consciousness into Krishna, then it will carry you to Krishna. This is not very difficult to understand. You cannot see the air, but you can experience by smelling how the air is passing through life. Similarly, these different kinds of bodies are developed according to the consciousness. So, if you have trained up your consciousness into yogic principle, then you get a body, similar body, you get good chance, you get good parents, good family, where you will be allowed to practice this system, and automatically you'll get chance again to revive your same consciousness in which you left your previous body. And that is the strength here. By virtue of divine consciousness. Therefore, our present duty is how to make the consciousness divine. That should be our business. If you want divine life, if you want spiritual elevation, back to Godhead, back to home, that means eternal life, blissful life, full of knowledge, then we have to train ourselves in divine consciousness, our Krishna consciousness. That you can very easily do. By association. Sangasanyatekava. If you keep divine association, then your consciousness is made divine. And if you keep hellish association, demonic association, then your consciousness is trained up in that way. So we have to train our consciousness divine. That is the duty of human form of life. If we make our consciousness divine, then we are preparing for the next divine life. As there are different grades of life, so human form of life is a chance to make your next life completely divine. Completely divine means eternal, blissful, and full of knowledge. So automatically, by divine consciousness, you will try to contact with persons who are developing divine consciousness. So this is explained in this verse.
The one yogi is Jesus himself who is keen as ever in making further progress, being washed of all contamination, that ultimately, after many, many purposes of practice, he attains the supreme goal.
Yes. So it is a question of practice. Just like a child born, he does not know how to smoke, how to drink. But by association, he becomes a drunkard, a smoker, an intoxication, by association. So, it is the question of association of sangha-sanyayatata. If the association is good, our career is being spoiled because we are not keeping good association. So, this is explained here that but when the yogi engages himself with sincere endeavor in making further progress, that's like in business also, there are so many associations, corporations, because by becoming member of the corporation, the particular type of business flourishes. They have got exchange. They can make exchange, bill of exchange, stock exchange. The association is so important. So, if we become serious for developing divine consciousness, then this is the only association we have established, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Yes. Simply the method, how one can become divine conscious, that is taught. So, this is a good chance. We invite everyone to join. And the process is very simple. Simply chant Hare Krishna and you'll feel. There is no difficult process. The children also can take part, and actually they are taking part. You don't require any previous qualification that you must have passed your master of degree examination or this or that. Whatever you are, you simply come and join this association and you become Krishna conscious. This is the advantage of this society. It is clear. Please try for this time. So,
A person born in a particularly righteous, aristocratic, or sacred family becomes conscious of his favorable conditions for executing yoga practice. With determination, therefore, he begins his unfinished task, and thus he completely cleanses himself of all material contamination. When he is finally free from all contamination, he attains the supreme perfection, Krishna consciousness.
Try to understand that the supreme law, God is pure, and his kingdom is also pure. And anyone who wants to enter there, he must be pure. That is very natural. That if you want to enter into some particular society, you must qualify yourself. there are some qualification is to go back to home, back to Godhead. The qualification is that you should not be materially contaminated. And what is that material contamination? The material contamination is sense gratification. Unrestricted sense gratification. That is material contamination. So you have to make yourself free from material contamination. Then you become eligible to enter into the kingdom of God. That process of being free or being washed off all material contamination is yoga system. Yoga system does not mean that you sit down for 15 minutes for so-called meditation and you continue all your material contamination. That's like if you want to be cured from a certain type of disease, you have to follow the regulation made by the physician. Similarly, in this chapter, the process of yoga practice is recommended, how you have to do it. So, that means if you execute those prescribed methods, then you become free from material contamination. Then you are actually situated for linking up, for making connection with the Supreme. That is Krishna consciousness. Our method is directly to connect you. That is the special gift of Lord Caitanya. Immediate to contact him with Krishna. Because ultimately you have to come to that point. Krishna consciousness. So here this method is that directly immediate. And it is practical also. Those who have no qualification, they simply by coming in contact with this society, they have become highly advanced in Krishna consciousness. That is practical. So, in this age, we have to give chance to the people direct contact. No slow process method will help them because the life is very short. They are not very much fortunate and their association is very bad. Therefore, direct contact. Hare Nama, simply, Krishna is presented in the form of his transcendental name and you contact him immediately by hearing. You have got natural instrument hearing, you simply hear Krishna and you become uncontaminated.
Go on. Krishna consciousness is the critical stage, being free of all contamination. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. After many, many births in execution of pious activities, when one is completely free from all contamination and from all illusory duality, one then becomes engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord.
Yes. Desham antukatam papam, the exact verse in the Bhagavad Gita is Desham antukatam papam, papam means sin. One who has completely ended sinful activity. Janaram punya karmana. Persons who have simply executed pious activity. Such persons become fixed up in Krishna consciousness without any duality. Because our mind is flickering, so duality will always stop, whether I shall accept it or not. Whether I shall become Krishna conscious or another conscious, these problems are always there. But if one is advanced by pious activities in the previous life, then he is fixed up, steady, I will become Krishna conscious. So, this method this chanting Hare Krishna mantra, even in your previous life, you did not act very quietly on this life. It doesn't matter. If you kindly take serious this simple mantra, Hare Krishna, chanting, you become immediately pure. But with the determination that you will not contact any more impious activities. Just like in our society, we make four restrictions. Well, anyone who desires to be initiated in our society, we put four principles. No illicit sex life. We don't say that don't have sex life. No illicit sex life. You get yourself married and for children, you can have sex life. Not for anyone. So, no illicit sex life, no intoxication. Our students, they do not smoke even, they do not take tea even, coffee. So, what to speak of other things? So, they are so pure. No gambling and no animal food. That's all. If you simply follow these four principles, then you become immediately uncontaminated. Immediate. Without any further in it. So, Krishna consciousness movement is so nice that as soon as you join, you become immediately uncontaminated. But do not contaminate again. Therefore, this restriction. Because our contamination begins from these four kinds of bad habits. But you see, check, then there is no question of contamination. As soon as I take to Krishna consciousness, I become free. Now, if I become cautious not to accept these four principles, then I am free, I am continuing. Uncontaminated. This is the cause. But if you think that because Krishna consciousness makes me free, so let me indulge in all these four principles and I will get free after chant, that is cheating. That will not be allowed. Once you are free, but don't do it again. But if you think I shall do it and make myself free. Just like in some religious process, it is said that you commit all kinds of sins and go to the church and simply confess your sin. So this doing and confessing, doing and confessing is going. But here, no. See, if you are free, that's all right. But don't do it. That is the purpose of confession. Confession, if you confess that I have done this sinful activity, so why should you do again? If you confess that it is sinful, pickpocketing is sinful, take for example. So by confessing you are free, then why shall you do it again? It requires little intelligence. It does not mean that because by confessing I become free, I shall go on continuing this and again confess and become free. No. That's not good. If it is not good, we have confessed that it is not good, then you should not do it again. That is the purpose. Not that you do it and confess, do it and confess, do it and confess. This business is not good. So, we should be careful, Krishna consciousness movement, that these four principles, if you indulge unrestricted, then you become contaminated. But if you take precaution in executing these four principles, we don't say that you don't have sex life. You have, but for this purpose, not for this purpose. Similarly, you eat, but you eat this way, not that way. So defect, Krishna also advised Arjuna to defect The defense is also not right, provided it is for right cause. So in this way, if we come to Krishna consciousness, immediately we become free from all contamination, and if we take precaution of these four principles, then our life is pure. And if we can continue this pure life till the time of death, we are sure to be transformed to the kingdom of God. So, that is stated in Bhagavad Gita, you have already read. Tattādi haṁ punarjanma naiti. By giving up this body, that person who is fully in Krishna consciousness, he does not come back again to take part in this material. Yes. This yogi who is coming to a good family, to a righteous family, or a rich aristocratic family, they are coming back. But if you have perfect Krishna consciousness, you are no more coming back. You are situated, in the Goloka Vrindavan, in this little sky. So we should try not to come back again. Because if I come back again, suppose I have got very nice chance, I have got birth in a very good family, in this family. But if I cannot utilize it properly, then again I go to degrade myself to other sort of life. So, why should we take this risk? Better complete Krishna consciousness in this life. It is very simple. It is not very difficult. Simply to keep yourself in thoughts of Krishna. That's all. It is a very simple thing. Then you are assured of your next birth in the spiritual sky, in the kingdom of God, or in the Goloka Vrindavan. Yes.
A yogi is greater than the achievement, greater than the maturity, and greater than the pretty fortune. Therefore, O Arjuna, in all circumstances, he is yogi.
Yogi, that is the highest perfectional material condition of life. There are different grades of life in this material world. But if one establishes himself in the yoga principle, especially in this bhakti yoga principle, that means he is living in the most perfectional stage of life. So Krishna is recommending Arjuna, my dear friend Arjuna, in all circumstances, you be a yogi. Remain a yogi. Yes.
And of all yogis, he who always abides in me with great faith, worshipping me in transcendental love and service, is most intimately united with me in yoga, and is the highest of all.
Now, here it is clearly stated that of all yogis, there are different kinds of yogis. Ashtanga yogi, Hatha yogi, Jnana yogi, Karma yogi, Bhakta yogi. So, Bhakta yogi is the highest platform of yoga principle. So, Krishna says, yes, and of all yogis, there are different kinds of yogis, of all yogis. He who always abides in me, in Krishna, meaning Krishna says in me, that means one who is keeping always in Krishna consciousness, in abides in me, with great faith, worshipping me in transcendental loving service, is most intimately united with me in yoga. And is the highest of all. This is the prime instruction of this chapter, Sankhya Yoga. That if you want to become perfect yogi on the highest platform, then keep yourself in Krishna consciousness and you become the first class yogi. Go on.
Therefore, the Sanskrit word, bhajate, is significant here.
This word, bhajate, appears in the original Sanskrit verse. Yoginavati sarvesa मद्गता अंतरात्मना भजते जूमान सज्ञावान समय युक्त तमो मत दिस वर्ड संस्कृत वर्ड इट कम्स फ्रॉम द रूट भज धातु इट इज अ भार भज धातु भज मीन्स टू रेंडर सर्विस भज सो दिस वेरी वर्ड इज यूज इन दिस वर्ड भज धातु दैट मीन्स One who is devotee, who renders service to Krishna, unless he is devotee. Suppose you are rendering service here. Yes. Why? You can render service anywhere. You get $1,000 or $2,000 every month. But here, you come and give your service without any payment. Why? Because out of love of Krishna. Therefore, this bhaja, service, loving service, is based on love of God. Otherwise, why one should waste his time for nothing? Here the students, they are engaged in so many things. Somebody is gardening, somebody is typing, somebody is cooking, somebody is doing something else, everything. But it is in connection with Krishna. Therefore, the Krishna consciousness is prevailing all at 24 hours. That is the highest type of yoga. Yoga means to keep your consciousness intact with Vishnu or Krishna, the Supreme Lord. That is the perfection of yoga. So here, it is automatically. Even a child can do it. The child is coming along with his mother and bowing down, Krishna. So he is also Krishna conscious. A small child, he's clapping. Why? Hey Krishna. So anyway, everyone is remembering all is Krishna. Keeping Krishna conscious. So even a child here is the highest yoga. It is not our boastfulness. It is stated in authorized scriptures like Bhagavad Gita. We don't say that we have created these words for our boastful. No. It is a fact. Even a child can keep in the highest platform of yoga practice in this sense. That is the highest gift of this Krishna consciousness movement. Go on.
Vajrati has its root in the word Vaj, which is used when there is need of service. The English word worship cannot be used in the same sense as bhaja. Worship means to adore, or to show respect and honor to the worthy one. But service with love and faith is especially meant for the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Yes. What is and rendering service, they are different. Working means there is some motive. I work with some friend or some big man. I have some motive. That this big man is a very big business man, and if I can please him, then he may give me some business, I will derive some profit. So the working are demigods. It's like that. They want to define demigods for some particular purpose. That is contained in the Bhagavad Gita. You'll find it in the 8th chapter. Kamastasta hitajnana jagantyanna devata. Those who have lost their sense, bewildered by lust, they go to worship demigods with a motive. So, when you speak of worship, there is motive. But when we speak of service, there is no motive. Service is love. Just like mother renders service to the child. There is no motive. It is love. Everyone can neglect that child, that mother can, because there is love. Similarly, bhajadhatu, when there is question of service, there is no question of motive. And that is perfection of Krishna consciousness. And that is recommended in the Srimad Bhagavatam. First class religious principle. What is that? Savai Pansa Paro Dharma Jato Bhakti Radho Khaje. This bhakti, this bhaja, the same root. That system of religious principle is first class. What is that? Jato Bhakti Radho Khaje. By performing which one can develop his God consciousness and love of God. That's all. If you can develop your love of God, you follow any religious principle, doesn't matter. But you must be careful how much you are developing your love for God. But if you have got some motive that by practicing this system of religious system, my material necessities will be fulfilled. That is not first class. That is third class. The first class religion is that by which you can develop your love of God. Oh, to be a pratihata, without any cause and without any empathy. That is first class. So that is being recommended. His lower sister, Krishna consciousness, even you take it from religious side, this is first class. Because there is no motive. They are not serving Krishna to supply them this or that. No. There may be this or that. That doesn't matter. There in this, but there is no scarcity of this and that. They get everything. Don't think that becoming Krishna conscious one becomes poor. No. If Krishna is there, everything is there. Because Krishna is everything. But we should not make any business with Krishna. Krishna, give me this, give me that. Krishna knows better than that. Just like a child does not demand from the parents, my dear father, my dear mother, give me this or give me that. It's true. Father knows what is the necessity of the child. So, this is not very good business to ask God, give me this, give me that. Why shall I ask? If God is all-powerful, He knows my wants, He knows my necessities, and that is also confirmed in the Vedas, eka bhunam vidadati kaman, that single one, God is supplying all necessities of millions and trillions and innumerable. There is no count living entities. So, we should simply try to love God. Not demand anything. Demand is already supplied. Even the cats and dogs are getting their necessities. They don't go to the church or ask anything from God. But they are getting. So why a devotee cannot get? If a cat and dog can get his necessities of life without demanding from God, why should I demand from God that give me this, give me that? No. We shall simply try to love Him. That will fulfill everything. That is called highest platform of yoga.
One should avoid worshipping a respectable man or a demigod and give all discourteous. But one cannot avoid serving the Supreme Lord without being thoroughly condemned. Every living entity is a part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And as such, every living entity is intended to serve the Supreme Lord by its own constitution.
Yes, this is natural. If I am part and parcel of God, my duty is to serve. This example I have given you many times. Just like this finger is a part and parcel of my body. So what is the duty of this finger? The duty of this finger is to serve the whole body. That's all. If I am feeling something, eating, immediately the finger is working. Okay. If I want to see, the eyes immediately work. If I want to go, the legs immediately take me. So as the bodily part and part limbs are helping me, the whole thing, and I am eating, and stomach I am eating only. Similarly, God is meant for simply receiving service from all other parts, not to serve. This service is the limbs of the body, serves the whole body. The energy automatically comes to the parts of the body. Similarly, if we serve Krishna, we get all our necessities, energy, automatically. Yatha taranmulam sechanena, the example, just like pouring water on the root of the tree, the energy is immediately supplied to the leaves, to the twigs, to the branches, everywhere, immediately. Similarly, simply by serving Krishna God, you supply all other parts, you serve all other parts. There is no question of serving differently. The humanity serves, we say everything automatically comes. Everything sympathy for, not only for human beings, even for the animals, the sympathy comes. God consciousness, Krishna consciousness is so nice. Without God consciousness, without Krishna consciousness, sympathy for other living entities is very limited. But with God consciousness, with Krishna consciousness, the sympathy for other living entities is full. That is the system. Wow.
Failing to do this, he falls down. The Bhagavatam confirms this as follows. Anyone who does not render service and neglect his duty unto the primeval Lord, who is the source of all living entities, will certainly fall down from his constitutional position.
Jayavan Purusham Sāsāt Ārta Prabhavam Iśvaram Na Bhajanti Abhajananti Thānāt Bhrashta Patantadha. This is also a very nice example. The Bhagavad says that we are all parts and parcels of the Supreme. If we do not serve the Supreme, then we fall down from our specified place. What is that? The same example can be given. That this finger, if it becomes diseased and cannot render service to the whole body, it simply gives pain. The other aspect of the part and parcel, try to understand. If the part and parcel cannot render service regularly, that means it is painful. So any person who is not rendering service to the Supreme Lord is simply giving pain to the Supreme Lord. He is simply giving trouble. Therefore he has to suffer. Just like any man who is not abiding by the laws of the state, he is simply giving pain to the government and is liable to become criminal. He may think that I am a very good man, but because he is violating the laws of the state, he is simply torturing the government. This is simple. Say anyone who is not present, any living entity, who is not serving the God, is painful. Because he is painful, therefore Krishna comes. He feels pain. That is sinful. If you give pain. The same example. Thālād bhakta patantala. And as soon as one thing is very painful, just like the government keeps all these painful citizens into the prison house, collect together. You live here. You are nonsense. You criminals. Live here. Don't disturb in the open space. Similarly, all these criminals who have violated the laws of God, who have simply given pain to the Lord, they are put in this material world. All this. Sālād bhrashta patantadha, he falls down from the specified place. Just like the same example, if your finger is painful only, the doctor advises, Mr. Your finger has to be down and put it. Otherwise it will pollute the whole body. So, Sthana Bhrashta, it is fallen down from the specified place. So we have fallen down. Eventually is the principle of God consciousness. We are all fallen down. So, if we want to revive our original position, we must be placed again into that service attitude. That is the perspective. Otherwise, we shall suffer pain, and God will be suffering pain on account of us. Just like, if your son is not good, you suffer, and the son suffers. Similarly, we are all sons of God. So, when we are painful, God is also painful. The best thing is to revive our original Krishna consciousness and be engaged in the service of the Lord. That is natural life. And that is possible in the spiritual side or in the Goloka Vrindavan. Well,
in this verse also, the word Vajanti is used. Vajanti is applicable to the Supreme Lord only, whereas the word worship can be applied to demigods or to any other common living entity. The word Avajananti.
Avajananti is a neglect. What is God? I am God. What is God? Why shall I serve God? This is abundant. Just like criminals. What is God? I can manage any what I have. I don't care for God. This is called abhijan. But you cannot. If I say I don't care for government, you can say that, but the police department is there. It will give you pain. It will punish you. The material nature will punish you. It's before misery.
The word Anajnanti used in this verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam is also found in the Bhagavad Gita. Anajnanti
Manmura. The Srimad Bhagavatam, this word is used, Abhijananti, Sthanad Bhushtapatantata. Similarly, the same word is used in the Bhagavad Gita. Avajananti mana mūḥa. Mūḥa means rascal. Only rascal, they think that they do not care for him. He does not know that he suffers, but he dares to say like, I don't care for. That is avajananti mana mūḥa. Mana sintanvā param bhāva avajāna. Without knowing the supreme position of the Lord. Cheaply they select God. God has become so cheap. I am God, you are God. So what is the meaning of God? Do you know? If you are God, I am God, then what is the meaning of God? So, avajananti, this word is very appropriate. Avajananti means neglect, don't care. But they are mūḥa. That mūḥa means senseless. Without any knowledge, abhijananti manamūḥa manasintanuvāsa. So,
only a fool and rascal deride the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. Such fools take it upon themselves to write commentaries on the Bhagavad Gita without an attitude of service to the Lord. Consequently, they cannot properly distinguish between the word Avajananti and the word worship. So the culmination of all kinds of yoga practice lies in bhakti yoga. All other yogas are but means to come to the point of bhakti yoga. Yoga actually means bhakti yoga. All other yogas are progressions towards this destination. From the beginning of karma yoga to the end of bhakti yoga is a long way to self-realization. Karma yoga, without good results, is the beginning of this path. The Karma Yoga increases in knowledge and renunciation. The state is called Jnana Yoga. The Jnana Yoga increases in meditation on the super soul by different physical processes. And the mind is on him. It is called Asana, Asana Yoga. And when one surpasses the Asana Yoga and comes to the point of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, it is called Bhakti Yoga.
Yeah, the gradual progress of yoga system, Karma Yoga to Jnana Yoga. Karma Yoga means ordinary activities, fruitive activities. Ordinary activities mean sinful activities also, but Karma Yoga does not mean sinful activities. Only good, pious activities are prescribed activities. That is called Karma Yoga. Then, by performing Karma Yoga, one comes to the platform of Jnana Yoga, knowledge. And from knowledge to this Ashtanga Yoga, Eightfold Yoga system, Dhyan-dharana, Pranayama, Asana, like that, those who are practicing the Ashtanga Yoga. Then from Ashtanga Yoga, concentrating the mind and Vishnu come to the point of Bhakti. And when one comes to the Bhakti Yoga platform, that is the perfectional stage of yoga. And this Krishna consciousness means, from the very beginning, directly, that Bhakti Yoga. Go.
Actually, Bhakti Yoga is the ultimate goal. But you analyze Bhakti Yoga minutely, one has to understand these other minor yogas. The chosen who is progressive is therefore on a true path of eternal auspiciousness. One sticks to a particular point and does not make further progress. Called by that particular name.
Yes. Now, if somebody is practicing Jnana Yoga, if he thinks that this is serious, that is not. You have to make further progress. Just like we have given many times the example, there is a staircase. You have to go to the highest floor, which is, say, 100th floor. So somebody is on the 50th floor, somebody is on the 30th floor, somebody is on the 80th floor. So if by coming to the particular 80th, 50th or 80th floor, one thinks this is finished, then he is not progressing. One has to go to the end. That is the highest platform of yoga. The whole staircase can be called a yoga system. Connecting, link, but don't be satisfied by keeping yourself on the 50th floor and 80th floor. Go to the highest platform, the 100th or 150th floor. That is what we need.
But if one is fortunate enough to come to the point of Bhakti Yoga, it is to be understood that he has to pass all the different yogas.
Now, if somebody, instead of crossing the stairs, he gives the chance of the elevator, within a second he comes to the top. So if somebody says, why shall I take advantage of this elevator? I shall go step by step. He can go. But there is chance. If you take his bhakti yoga, immediately you take the help of the elevator and within a second you are on the 100. This is the path. Direct path. You can go step by step, following all other yoga systems. But you can take direct. Lord Chaitanya has recommended that in this age, people are very short living, they are disturbed, they are full of anxiety. Therefore, by His grace, by His causeless mercy, He is giving you the lift immediately. Come to the bhakti by chanting Hare. Immediately. You haven't got to wait. Immediately. That is the special gift of Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, Rupa Goswami prays, offers respect to Lord Chaitanya. Namo Mahabhadanaya, Krishna Prema Pradhana. Oh, you are the most munificent incarnation because you are giving directly love of Krishna. To attain love of Krishna, one has to pass through so many steps and stages of yoga system, and you are giving directly. Therefore, you are the most munificent. Oh. Actually, that is it.
Therefore, to become Krishna conscious is the highest stage of yoga. Just as when we speak of the Himalayas, of the Himalayas, we refer to the highest, the world's highest mountain, of which the highest peak, Mount Everest, is considered to be the culmination. It is by great fortune that one comes to Krishna consciousness on the path of bhakti yoga and is well situated according to the Vedic direction. The ideal yogis concentrate his attention on Krishna, who is called Shyama Sundar, beautifully colored as a cloud, his lotus-like face effulgent as the sun, and his dress brilliant as earrings, and his body flower garland, illuminating all sides with his gorgeous luster, called the Brahma Jyoti. He incarnates in different forms, such as Rama, Vishnu, Varaha, and Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he descends like a human being, as the son of Mother Yasoda. And he is known as Krishna, Govinda, and Vasudeva. He is the perfect child, husband, friend, master. And he is full of all opulences and transcendental qualities. If one remains fully conscious of these features of the Lord, he is called the highest yogi. This stage of highest perfection in yoga can be attained only by bhakti yoga, as is conferred in all Vedic literature.
The bhakti in the Bhagavad Gita implies that bhaktyama vijanati javan jasyami tasas. In the beginning, Krishna says that out of millions of people, one may understand me, actually. And that same factually word used in the 18th chapter, that if one wants to know me, Krishna God, then he has to go through the process of bhakti yoga. Vatyamama vijanati javana jasyami tattva. That is clearly said. In the Vedas also it is said, simply through bhakti, devotional service, you can attain to the highest perfectional stage. Other yoga systems, there must be mixture of bhakti. But bhakti yoga is unadulterated devotion. Therefore, this direct process of bhakti yoga is recommended for this age because they haven't got sufficient time to execute all the paraphernalia of any other system of yoga. Thank you. Yes. Bhaja, yes. Bhaja means just be engaged in his service. Worship automatically comes there. When you are engaged in service, the worshipment is already there. Yes. That should be the only motive. Our motive for Krishna, Lord Chaitanya has taught us that when you pray, you should not pray for anything material. Lord Chaitanya prays to the Lord in this way. Nadhananda janangana sundarim kavitang by Jagadisha Kama. My dear Lord, Jagadisha, Jagat means the universe, and Isha means controller. So, the controller of the universe, Jagadisha, instead of saying Krishna and Rama, this can be understood by any layman, but because there must be somebody controller. He is Jagadisha, the controller of the whole universe. So he is saying, my dear controller of the universe, or the law, na dhanang na janam, na sundarim, na kavitang va Jagadisha kam. I do not pray from you any amount of wealth or any number of followers or any nice, beautiful woman. These are material claims. Oh, people generally want to become a very great leader within this material world. Somebody is trying to become a very rich man like Ford or Rockefeller, somebody is trying to become the president, somebody is trying to become such thing, to become a very good leader, so that many thousands of people may follow. So, these are material demands. Give me some money, give me some followers, and give me a nice wife. That's all. But Lord Chaitanya refuses. He says, I don't want all this. Na dhanang na janang. Dhanang means wealth. And janang means follower. Na sundarin kavitang, or beautiful wife. Then, what for you are worshipping? Why, what for you are becoming devotee? He says, Mama Janmani, Janmani, he is not asking for any liberation. Because the yogis, they want liberation. They have got demand. The materialists, they also have got demand. I want this, I want that, I want that. So, the so-called spiritualists, they also demand liberation. That is also demand. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that I don't want anything of this nature. Simply, I want to be engaged in your service. Janmani, janmani. Birth after birth. That means he does not say also that stop my disease of birth and death. This is the stage of bhakti yoga. There is no demand. Simply, the only prayer is that you engage me in your service. So our this chanting Hare Krishna is also the same thing. This is also taught by Chaitanya. Hare means addressing the energy of the Lord. And Krishna, the Lord, Rama, the Lord. Why? Please engage me in your service. That's all. That should be the demand. Please engage me in your service. Because the whole disease is that we have forgotten to serve God. Because we are thinking I am God. What is any other God that I have to serve? I am myself God. But that is the only disease. The last snare. First of all, I will try to become president, minister, Rockefeller, Ford, this, that. When I fail, then I want to become God. That is another president. You see? So, in the bhakti yoga, there is no such thing. Simply to serve. When all presidency fails, then I demand the highest presidency to become God. You see? The demand is there. The disease is there. They cannot do know that. They say, my disease is still there. I am demanding through the highest. But bhakti yoga is just the opposite. To become servant. Servant of the servant. Just opposite. There is no question of demanding to become the Lord or the President or this. I want to serve. That's all. And that is the crucial test. Service is the original nature. Now in this material world also you are serving. If you want to become the president, then I have to promise so many times to the voters that I will give you service. Without promise of service, there is no question of presidency. So actually, my position is to render service. Either I become president or minister or this or that. That I cannot understand. In spite of my becoming the highest executive person, president, I have to give service to my people. Otherwise, immediately they dethrone me. Therefore, my real position is service. But service here is so dangerous, if there is little discrepancy of service, the president is immediately fired. Why your president, Mr. Kennedy, was fired? Because some people did not like that you are rendering nice service. That is the root fact. So you cannot satisfy here by service. Our Gandhi in India, he was also king. He gave service throughout the whole life. But people at the time did not like, you are not rendering that service. So this is the position. Therefore, one should be intelligent enough to know that no more service to this material objective, but I must give my service to the supreme law. That is the purpose. Because we have forgotten. That is your natural position. You have forgotten the service of Radha Krishna. Therefore, you have become the service of Maya. You are a servant of Maya. Your senses. Therefore, I am teaching that you are serving your senses. Now you turn your service to Radha and Krishna, you will be happy. Service you have to render. Either Radha Krishna or Maya, illusion, senses. Everybody is serving to the senses, is it not? But he is not satisfied. He cannot be satisfied. Therefore, I am giving them the right information, that service you have to render. But instead of serving your senses, please serve Radha Krishna, then you will have. Your position as servant remains the same, but I am offering a good service. If you don't serve Radha Krishna, then you have to serve your senses, Maya. So your service position will remain, even if you don't serve Radha Krishna. Therefore, the best instruction is that instead of serving your senses, your whims, please serve Radha Krishna in your head. That's all. What is that contradiction? Please explain. Nadanang, Nadanang, Mamo, Janmani, Janmani, Sarve, Bhavatu me bhakti ahutu. Let me situate in your service. This is the prayer. And another prayer is, Oi nanda tanuja patitam kim karang maang bhi samayi bhavam buddha. Kripaya tapa pada pankaja sita dhuli salitam vichin. Another that you simply fix me up as a dust in your lotus feet. So, in one slope he says, you engage me in your service. In another slope he says, you fix me up as the dust of your lotus. What is the difference? There is no defense.
Prabhupada, you were reading earlier this morning in Bhagavad Gita on the universal form of Krishna when he revealed himself to Arjuna, and he said that the celestial beings and devotees and the demons both were fearful of Krishna when they called it universal form. How is it that devotees of Krishna, like demigods, can be fearful when they, even if they see Vishwarupa?
Because they cannot love Vishwarupa. Is that all right? Can you love Vishwarupa? If Krishna comes before you with Vishwarupa, you forget your love. Don't try to love Vishwarupa. Love something. He has seen Krishna in Vishwarupa. During what time? I think it is in 1942, December, date, I forget. I was just eating and there was siren of bombing in Calcutta. So the arrangement was, as soon as there will be siren of bombing, the government selected a place, shelter room, and this room in your house should be shelter room. So we had to go into that shelter room, and the bombing began. So we are seeing that Vishwarupa, you see, at that time. So I was thinking, of course, that this is also Krishna. Another, or, but that form is not very lovable form. So, a devotee in love wants to love Krishna in his original form. Vishwarupa is not his original form. He can appear in any form that is his all potential. But his lovable form is Krishna. Shama. Suppose a boy's father is a police officer. That if the father comes as a police officer firing his revolver, even the child will forget loving father. So, naturally, the child loves father when he is at home, just like father. Similarly, we love Krishna as he is. Tamas. The Vishwarupa was shown to Arjuna to warn the rascal humanity. Because Krishna said, I am God. Imitating Krishna, so many rascals declaring that I am God. Therefore Arjuna said, please show me your Vishwarupa, so that this rascal may also ask him to show his Vishwarupa. So if you are God, please show me your Vishwarupa. So that they cannot. Yes. If you are respectful to Krishna, you are respectful to everyone. That is the qualification of a devotee. You are respectful even to an ant. And what to speak of Maya? Maya is one of the important energy of Krishna. Why should you not respect Maya? That we Maya Durga, we pray Durga. Sisti Sthiti Palaya Sadhana Sattirita Chai Vajasap Gvatdi. When we pray Durga, we pray Krishna immediately. Because we have to see Krishna everywhere. We see the activities of Maya. So, we have to see Krishna immediately. So, this Maya is acting so nicely under the direction of Krishna. So, offering to the police officer means to offering respect to the government. So long the man is in the office, you offer respect. And without office, a gentleman offers respect either in office or not office. That is man. But actually, if you offer to a policeman, Maya means attacking a police force. That means you offer to the government, respect to the government. So this is the offering of respect. Govinda Vadi Purusam. Sisti Sthiti Pralaya Sadhana Shakti Rita Chaiva Jastat Bhuvanani Divhati Dutta Ichchanu Rupamati Yastata Cheshtate Sa Govinda Vadi Purusam Samahamaya. This Dutta, this material energy is so powerful. It can create, it can annihilate, it can maintain. But he is acting under the direction of Krishna. So, I am offering my respectful obeisances to Govinda, under whose direction she is at. So, when you offer respect to Maya, means we offer respect to Krishna. You can ask, but the question and answer should be in the reading mat. Otherwise there will be no end of question and answer. It will bring on the matter. Anyway, you can finish it. Yes. Any question?
You mentioned that Gopa, Krishna's friend, are playing with him. And they have said you have done very much pious deeds in their past lives. I understand that they are eternal associates.
No. Those are eternal acts. Some of them are eternal associates. Some of them are promoted to that eternal association. Suppose if you go and become an associate playmate of Krishna, so your position also becomes now eternal. He simply the eternal associates of Krishna can play with him. not have as, then what is the meaning of your becoming Krishna consciousness? You can become also. How? That by past we have many, many lives. You can also become promoted to that position. Kṛtapunna puṇya. Actually, in the home of Vṛndāvana, in the material world of Vṛndāvana, mostly the associates of Krishna are these conditioned living entities who are promoted to that Krishna conscious perfection stage. They are first of all allowed to see Krishna in the planet where Krishna's pastime is going on. And then they are promoted to the transcendental. That's what it is said in the Bhagavata. Kṛtapunna puṇya. They are all promoted. But even though I promoted, they are now eternal. Is it clear? Hare Krishna. So, any other question?
Is it possible for one to engage himself in bhakti yoga without rendering service to Krishna?
Without Krishna, what is bhakti?
Someone is going to be my Buddha.
That is not bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga is simply incarnate space. This is Krishna. Bhakti yoga cannot be applied in England, anything else. And how Buddha philosophy can be adopted in Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga means to understand God. Bhakti Amao Vijayana is found in Bhagavad Gita, 16th chapter. By Bhakti Yoga, you can understand Lord, the Supreme Lord, God. But in Buddha philosophy, there is no God. That you know. So why is Bhakti Yoga? That is Bhakti Yoga. Because they accept God. Unless they accept God, there is no question of Bhakti Yoga. So Christian religion is also personal because they accept God. Maybe in the some stage, different from there are different stages of all realization. The Christian religion says God is bread. Accept. That is very good. But God, how great God is, that you can understand from Bhagavad Gita and so on. But then the acceptance that God is great, that is therefore, that is beginning of bhakti. You can apply that bhakti. Even in Mahavadam, that is also bhakti yoga. Any religion where God is the target, that is, that can apply. But when there is no God, or impersonality, there is no question of bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga means, madhadhāpusti, madhasivāna, service. Service means three things. The servitor, the served, and service. One must be present who is accepted. And one must be present to render self. And in the Dhyanavidya, the process of self. The Bhakti Yoga means service. If there is nobody to accept the service, you can learn the Bhakti Yoga. But any philosophy or religious principle where there is no acceptance of God, the Supreme, there is no application of it.
Yes. Our independence and spiritual master will always come back until his devotee, his disciple,
yes,
and we should achieve our godly disciplinary.
Yes. But don't try to say that country. Don't try to give trouble to your spiritual master. Finish your business in this life. That is there, especially meant for those who are slack. His devotee, his disciple should be serious in serving spiritually. If he is an intelligent, he should know that why should I act in such a way that my spiritual master has to take his child to reclaim me again? That my business is finished. That should be the right way of thinking. And not that, oh, I'm sure my spiritual master will come, let me do what I want. No? So, if you have got any, I want to say, affection of the spiritual master, then you should finish your business in this life, so that he may not come again. Is that all right? Don't take advantage of this vision. Rather be serious to finish your business. That is the plan. That is the plan of Billamama Thakur. Billamama Thakur was in his previous life elevated to almost prema bhakti, as platform at Jerusalem Palace. But then there is always chance of fall down. So, somehow or other, you fell down. And next night, you are born in a very rich family, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Suchinam, Srimatam, Gihi. So, he was born in a rich Brahmin family, but he became naturally as rich boys become attached to woman hunter. So, it is said that his spiritual master instructed him through his prostitute. At the right moment, his spiritual master said through that prostitute, you are so much attached with this place and home. If you had been attached so much with Krishna, how good you could have achieved an immediate trip to that place. So, that responsibility is for the spiritual master. But we should not take advantage of it. That is not very good. We should try the saprasara bhagavat prasara. We should not try to put our spiritual master in a position that he has reclaimed me from prostitution. But he has to do it. Because he has such a disciple. He has not this point.
You said that as long as one is engaging in sex life, one cannot become a yogi.
Yes.
If the other day you were extolling the virtues of household life, and you said, and you made some of the great charges that were householders and the church.
Yes, that is bhakti yoga. This ordinary yoga system, as it will be explained in this chapter, one has to strictly follow the life of celibacy. But in the bhakti yoga system, the whole idea is that you have to fix up your mind and position. So, whatever position, householder life does not mean to indulge in sex enjoyment. A householder may have wife, may have sex life, but that is for having children only, that's all. A householder does not mean he gets license to legalize prostitution. That is not householder. Householder can simply have sex life to beget nice child, that's all. No more. That is householder. Complete control. A householder does not mean anyway that he has got this machine and he can use it. No. Householder, husband and wife, both Krishna pastas and engage in Krishna pastas business. But when they require a child, Krishna pastas, that's all. That is also voluntary contraceptive method. One or two or three children, that's all. Come on. The household life does not mean sex life without any restriction. But for spiritual life, one who wants to advance in spiritual life, either we accept the bhakti yoga system or the astanga yoga system or jnana yoga system, sex indulgence and restriction is never. Sex indulgence means you have to come back again. If you try to enjoy the senses, that is materialistic way of life. Materialistic way of life is that I am not nice senses, let me enjoy the senses to the fullest extent. That is materialistic way of life. Just like cats, dogs and hogs. The hogs, whenever they are sexually inclined, they don't care for us, whether it is the mother or sister or this or that. You see? That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Nāna deva deva bhājāna lokhe kastāna kāmāna arhati vīru bhujāna. Vīru bhujāna. Vīru bhujāna means, vīru means stool. And bhujāna means eater. So this stool eater, sense that eater fat, is not meant for this human form of life. Stool eater means the horse. The heart, sense that he has, is not meant for the human form of life. restriction. Therefore, in the human form of marriage, there is marriage system. What? What is the marriage and prostitution? Marriage system means restricting sex life. Marriage system does not mean that you get a wife without any payment to go on and restrict sex life. No, that's not marriage. Marriage means to restrict yourself. He will hunt for sex life here and there. No, you cannot do that. Here is your wife, and that is only for child. It is a restriction. There are four things. Sukhi bhavayam samadhi sivani chyasya jantu mahitat prasyugana. Bhavaya, sex life, and meat eating. Amisa. Amisa means eating meat, fish, eggs. So, bhavaya means sex. Sex and meat eating, non-vegetarian diet. Amisa, mother seva, intoxication. Nitya sujanta. Every conditioned soul has natural inclination. Pravitti. But one has to control that. That is human. If you put yourself in the waves of natural inclination, that is not human life. You have to restrict. The whole human life is meant for learning restriction. That is human life. And that is perfect Vedic civilization. Tapo vidvam jena suddheta satya. One has to purify his existence. What is that existence? I am still ever existing, eternal. Now, I am concentrated in this matter, therefore I am suffering. So I have to purify. Just like you have to get free from the disease condition. When you get fever, you get treatment. Not unrestricted enjoyment. The doctor says, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. Similarly, the human form of life is to get out of this disease condition of life having a material body. If you don't restrict, then where is the treatment? Where is the cure? The whole system is restriction. Tapa, the jump, just to concentrate on activity, inactivity, penance, for transcendental reality. That is human form. But there are different orders of social society, brahmachari, yastra, vanaprastha, kanna. The whole process is to restrict. But yastra, householder means it's giving a little license who cannot complete the restriction. That's all. Yastra does not mean unrestricted sex life. If you have known this married life like that, that's a wrong concept. You have to control if you want to get out of this disease condition of life. You cannot get out of disease that unrestrictedly born. In general, no, that's not it. Jadindriya prikaya asmanasi nasadhu manni gato asmanayam asannapi asudat klesadhi. those who are indulging unnecessarily in sense enjoyment and civilization, that is not good. Because that will lead him to access next again this material world. Maybe human body or animal body or any body. But he has to accept this body. And as soon as you accept this body, then you have to undergo the threefold miseries of the body. Birth, death, old age, diseases. These are the symptoms of threefold misery. So people, one has to understand scientifically these things that they are neglecting. So therefore, continuing suffering. They do not care for suffering. That is the animal, they are suffering, but they do not care for it. They forget. So practically, the sense gratification civilization means animals. A little folly.
Well, is the samadhi, which is the perfection of this eightfold yoga system, the same as the samadhi of bhakti yoga?
Samadhi means to absorb the mind with Vishnu. That is samadhi. So if you absorb your mind with Krishna, then it's samadhi. Any inquiry? You love. All right.
Swamiji, you said that you eat too much, you will pay. How about the devotee? How about the maid? Do you want to shop?
You want to eat more?
That's so annoying.
You think you are eating more?
Yeah.
You can eat more.
That's all I said.
Yes, you can eat more. Yes, it is medical advice that there are two kinds of mistakes in eating. Overeating and undereating. So, undereating mistake for old man is very good. And overeating mistake for boy is very good. So, you can overeat. I cannot. So he cannot. He can. You can eat as much as you can. Three, four. Material energy, your question is just like energy and electricity.
You can measure that with certain instruments. And what is the instrument for measuring Krishna's spiritual energy?
That instrument you have got. This mridanga and this cymbal. Just vibrate. It is very simple, an instrument. The instrument is your tongue, chant, Hare Krishna. You have got in everyone else, you haven't got to purchase. The instrument is your ear, simply ear, vibration. You have got all the instruments with you. You haven't got to purchase or heart from anywhere. You have got the tongue and you have got the ear. Chant Hare Krishna and use this instrument to hear. Finish. All perfection is there. It doesn't require to be educated scientist and philosopher, this or that, nothing. Simply, it chants Hare to stand here, everything here. Everyone has taught these instruments.
He hasn't got to pay any tax. He used electrical energy, he has to pay for it. But yes, he has got everything complete. Purnamidam, Purnamada. Everything created by God is complete. Don't you see this earth? Take the aggregate existence of this earth. It's complete. Now there is sufficient water stock in the sea and ocean. The sunlight is acting to evaporate the water. And it is turned into cloud. Then it is overcast all over the land. And there is production. And there is river flowing down. You stock your water tank high. And there are mountain heads. There is stock of water. And all the air the river is flowing. Supply of water. Don't you see how nice rain it is? Can you pour water, hundred gallons of water, you have got so many necessary elements. And yes, millions of tons of water is taken out immediately from the ocean and sea and turned into clouds, light clouds, so that it may not fall down easily. You see? Not like a tank. And it is reserved on the head of the mountain and it is spread all over the land. So everything is there. You require water to produce grains, vegetables, so everything is there. Purnamada. Purnamada. Because it is manufactured by the complete, intelligent, great, everything is complete. Similarly, your body is also complete for spiritual realization. You haven't got to touch any other external. Simply, this yoga system is that, to understand that completeness. Everything is complete. Your foodstuff is complete, your animal is complete, your human body is complete. Just you try to utilize it and you become completely liberated from these all pains of life. Sabdhadanaviti, Vedanta Sutta, simply by sound vibration, quenta, get liberation. So this sabda, sabda means sound. Sabdhadanaviti. So the machine is already with you, everyone. Just utilize it. The simple method. Chant Hare Krishna here. That's all. Yes.
What
is it the misunderstanding of Krishna's primary expansion of Vishnu? Yes. Krishna can expand himself. Just like you are sitting here, you are not in your apartment. Because you are conditioned and you are in spiritual liberated, you can also expand. But Krishna, because he hasn't got material body, he can expand in medium form. He can sit here, he can sit there. Ishara Sarva Bhutanam is this, Arjuna Tishtati, he's sitting in everyone's heart. Everyone's right expand. Although he's one, he can expand. That is the reason, because he's great, just like the sun is great. Therefore, if you, at noontime, you send telegram to your friend who is 5,000 miles away, where is the sun? He is there on my head. And you see that sun is on your head. Why? Because he is great. So Krishna being great, he can remain everywhere at one time. That is his way. You tell the example. What is sun? That is a minute creation of Krishna. If sun can remain on everyone's head, simultaneously. Although one may be 5,000, 10,000 miles away. A Krishna consciousness? What did you use your reasoning for? Is Krishna, is this son greater than Krishna? No. Krishna can create millions of sons. His son has got such much, such power, so why not Krishna? Then you do not understand Krishna. So Krishna, akhilatma bhuta, he can expand. That is, you'll find in 13th chapter that Kshetragyam chapi manavuddhi sarva chetresu bharat. Kshetra kshetra. It's like you are a spirit soul. You are the proprietor of this body. I am proprietor of this body, you are proprietor of your body. But because I am sitting within this body, but Krishna is the proprietor of all bodies because he is sitting everywhere. Similarly, when there is question of greatness, that is possible, that expands. And because I cannot expand, for philosophy. Therefore Krishna cannot expand, that is nonsense. We are thinking always in terms of mind position. How it is possible for Krishna to expand? Because I cannot expand. What you are? What is your position? Why do you compare Krishna with you? Yes, Krishna can expand. So many examples are given. Don't think because you cannot expand, that's what Krishna can. That is the defect of nonsensical philosophy. They formally say God is great, but when actually we accept anything, oh, how much great he is. Oh, I cannot do this. How this can do this? But formally, oh, God is great. They have no idea how far God is great. That you will find in Bhagavad Gita. That would be super excellent of the science of God. Akhilatma. If you want to know how God is great, then you have to take reference of this Vedic speaker, not of it. No, it doesn't require sitting from. But if you can see, it helps you. It helps you. If you can sit straight like this, it will be very nice. You can concentrate. Yes, you can concentrate in chanting and hearing. Therefore, these things are required. But we are not very much particular about these things. But you are brahmachari, you could sit like that. That is the sign of brahmachari. He is not a false brahmachari, but he is a real brahmachari.